blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of Thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love Thee and worthily magnify Thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ saith. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And with thy
spirit. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil and make us the children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant us, we beseech Thee, that having this hope, we may purify ourselves even as He is pure, that when He shall appear again with power and great glory, we may be made like unto Him in His eternal and glorious kingdom, where with Thee, O Father, and Thee, O Holy Ghost, He liveth and reigneth ever, one God, world without end. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 28, beginning at the 10th verse, found on page 22 in your pew Bible. Jacob left Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of the Lord of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you, and to you your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and ye shall spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So early in the morning Jacob took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil on top of it. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of the city was Luz at first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I may come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that to you you give me, I will give a full tenth to you. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. The next day Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the sons of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Father, we thank you for the gift of your word, and we ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that your word would accomplish in us that for which you sent it on this day. May we be recipients of your good news. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. Like it or not, the holiday season is upon us. Now, for the most part, Thanksgiving and Christmas are these wonderful occasions to celebrate. But let's be honest, there's something about the holidays that tends to bring out the crazy in our families. It might be that quirky, out-of-town relative who stays maybe one day too long. It might be the disagreements that have existed for generations within our families. It might be the marriages and remarriages that could make for some pretty awkward moments. But whatever the dysfunction might be in your family, I hope you find some comfort in realizing that our most dysfunctional family doesn't compare to what we've already encountered in the book of Genesis. I mention this to you, especially if you are here exploring the Christian faith or maybe reading the Bible for the first time. You might expect that the Bible is just full of heroes and role models, but it's not. If anything, by the time we reach Genesis 28, that Gibson read so well this morning, by the time we reach Genesis 28, it's pretty clear that God's people need help. And this preaching series through the patriarchs highlights just how much we need the Lord to redeem our families and our own lives. Just like you might long for that thing to fix the dysfunction in your family, Genesis teaches us that collectively, as God's people, we should all be longing for a fix, a solution, a Savior. To review what we've covered over the past few weeks, God called a man named Abram. Shortly thereafter, he changed his name to Abraham. Abraham was 100 years old when he and his wife Sarah had a son named Isaac. Isaac and his wife Rebekah had two sons, Jacob and Esau. Jacob had stolen his father's blessing from his brother Esau. And after Jacob stole that blessing, we read these words in Genesis 27. Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." In other words, Esau was going to wait until his father Isaac passed away, and then he would get revenge over his brother Jacob by killing him. And you thought your Thanksgiving dinner was full of tension. Now, to escape the brother who wanted to kill him, Jacob ran away. Jacob's parents instructed him to go find a wife, not where they lived there in Canaan, but that he was supposed to go back to the land they came from, this land called Padam Aram. So Jacob sets out on this journey, and along the way, it got dark and Jacob decided to get some sleep. He lay down on the ground and used a stone as a pillow, and while he slept, he had this incredible vision. He saw a ladder, which can also be translated as a staircase or a stairway that connected earth to heaven. He saw angels going up and coming down this stairway, and at the top of the stairway, he saw the Lord standing there. Now, it's a powerful vision for Jacob, and that ladder carries with it some rich symbolism we need to point out. Consider how that ladder provides four things for Jacob. First, the ladder served as a connection from earth to heaven. The latter gave Jacob access to a place that he could not get to on his own. Second, the latter provided a connection to the presence of the Lord. The latter didn't just lead to a place. The latter led to a person. The Lord was there at the top of the ladder, so the latter led to the presence of God. Third, the latter provided a sense of assurance for Jacob, because he was reminded that he was part of a much bigger story. The Lord said to Jacob, "I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac." In other words, God was saying, "You've heard about the stories, about how I've met with your grandfather and your father. Well, Jacob, I am that same God, and I will faithfully be with you as I have faithfully been with them." So Jacob was given a real sense of assurance. And then fourthly, the latter led to several promises. The Lord promised to give Jacob the land he was sleeping on. The Lord promised to give him offspring, and he would bless them. And the Lord promised to be with Jacob wherever he went. So the latter was those four things: a connection to heaven, a connection to the presence of the Lord, a connection to assurance, and a connection to promises. Now when Jacob awoke from this dream, he took that stone that had been his pillow and he poured oil on it. In a sense, he was anointing it and marking it as a place of remembrance. And Jacob named that place Bethel, which means house of God. It was the dwelling place of God. The staircase allowed Jacob to experience that dwelling place of God. Now in 1971, Led Zeppelin famously released Stairway to Heaven. Still considered one of the greatest songs ever written. Stairway to Heaven tells the story of a girl who tries to buy her way to heaven. It was a metaphor about this entitled girl who thought she could get whatever she wanted and go wherever she wanted, including heaven. But the gospel tells us that is impossible. The gospel tells us that on your own, no matter your level of desire, our sin prevents us from getting to God. Now, very few of us would ever think it possible to buy our way to heaven. But some of us might still think it's possible to try our way to heaven by trying to be good, by trying to be generous, by trying to have more good days than bad days, by trying to be really religious. When my kids were younger, we used to play this game, "Mother, may I?" My pride forced me to change it to "Daddy, may I?" But to play this game, the kids started on the opposite end of the room from where I was sitting, and they would ask, "Daddy, may I?" And I would respond by telling them what they may do. You may hop like a frog 3 times. You may take 5 small steps. And gradually they would move across the room closer to their daddy. "Daddy, may I?" is a 2-step game. First, they must ask permission to approach. And secondly, they must do exactly what I tell them to do in order to get closer to me. Sadly and wrongly, "Daddy, may I?" is similar to how many of us might view God. We picture this great distance between God and us that we have to overcome. And we try to get His permission to approach Him. And we have to do all of these religious things He tells us to do if we want to be close to Him. But friends, that's not the gospel. There is no buying our way to God. There is no trying our way to God. You see, the good news of the gospel is that there is no way for us to get to God. The good news of the gospel is that our God has come to us. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 that we are all dead in our trespasses. A dead corpse can accomplish very little on its own. And that is our condition apart from God. Paul continued in Ephesians by writing that our sin has made us children of wrath. We are enemies of God. We are dead in our sin. But then in Ephesians 2, verse 4, we hear 2 of the most important words in all of Scripture: "But God." Amen. We were dead in our sins. We were children of wrath, but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, has made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Our efforts cannot save us from our deadness. It is God's grace alone that saves us and revives us. Our salvation is not about us building a staircase to get to God. Our salvation is about putting our faith in Jesus, who is our staircase. And friends, those aren't my words. Those are Jesus' words. This is what Jesus said to His disciple Nathanael in our gospel reading today. "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Nathanael, as an Israelite, would have known that Jesus was referencing Jacob's dream and the vision that Jacob had of angels ascending and descending from earth to heaven. But notice what Jesus said. Jesus didn't say the angels ascended and descended on a ladder or a staircase, as in Jacob's dream. What did He say? "You will see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." In other words, Jesus, the Son of Man, would be the ladder that connects heaven to earth and earth to heaven. So it isn't our religious works or being a good person that connects us to God. It is trusting in Jesus that connects us to God. Now, there's one other link we can make between Jacob and Jesus in this passage. We just heard read in Genesis 28 that God was dwelling with Jacob in Bethel. Well, John wrote in his gospel that the Word, Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. With the coming of Jesus, the dwelling place of God was no longer just in a geographic place like Bethel or in a specific space like the temple. The dwelling place of God has come to us because Jesus became the meeting place between God and man. And if God dwelling among us is not incredible enough, Jesus didn't just come to dwell or to be, He also came to accomplish. As Paul wrote in Colossians 1, "For in Jesus all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of His cross." In Jesus, God dwelt. In Jesus, we see the fullness of God. And through Jesus, God reconciled and restored all things to Himself. How? Through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross and His resurrection from the dead. Jesus' death was a substitute for the death you and I deserve to die because of our sins. Jesus' death was the ransom payment that freed us. We got to walk away from death row to live and live lives of joy. Jesus is the staircase of our faith, not just because of who He is, but because of what He accomplished for us. Now remember those four things that the staircase represented for Jacob: a connection to heaven, a connection to the presence of the Lord, a connection to assurance, and a connection to promise. Well, those same four things are offered to us today through Jesus. Jesus is our connection to heaven. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you." But realize that heaven is not just a place. Heaven is not just a destination. Heaven is the place of being in full and right relationship with our God. Secondly, Jesus provides a connection to the presence of God. "I am the way to the Father," Jesus said. What makes heaven our perfect eternal home is being at home with our perfect Heavenly Father. Thirdly, Jesus gives us a sense of assurance. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob is the same faithful God we have. He is the same faithful God who has adopted us and called us His own children. And then lastly, Jesus gives us His promises. The same promise made to Jacob, the Lord has made to us: "I will be with you always, wherever you go." There is only one way we can receive the true stairway to heaven. We receive Him as a gift of grace, as we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, Christmas is right around the corner, the time in which we celebrate the birth of Jesus and this incredible reality of Emmanuel, God with us. The dwelling place of God is right here among us. If you are here today and you have tried and tried to get to God, God invites you to embrace the reality that He has already come to you. All you have to do is receive Him as the gift He desires to be in your life, and you will know new life. You will know forgiveness. You will know salvation. Now, if you are here today and you have already accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior And as your Lord, I want to challenge you with one final point. The gospel reading from today concludes with Nathanael's professing to Jesus, "You are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Nathanael was one of the first to declare Jesus to be the Son of God. But something happened in this story that connected Nathanael to his Savior. It was Philip who went and found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found the Christ." Was Nathanael skeptical? Absolutely. Nathanael responded, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And then we hear three simple words that changed Nathanael's life. "Come and see." Come and see. The power of invitation. Friends, as Christmas approaches, this is a season for us as Christians to remember and celebrate God with us, Emmanuel. But may this also be a season in which we celebrate others coming to know that same reality. That we would keep in mind Philip's words, his simple words, "Come and see." I don't know about you, but every time I turn on the news or open the paper, it feels like we are met with more and more horrific things going on in the world around us, which reminds us that it's not just our families that have dysfunction. You see, because of sin, the world is in a place of dysfunction. And the world around us is asking, what's the solution? And where you and I can be very confident as followers of Jesus is that the world is asking the wrong question. Because there is no what that solves the dysfunction. Instead, there is a who. And His name is Jesus. So when you encounter dysfunction in the days and weeks to come, and we all will, may we not try to fix it from our own strengths. Instead, may we call upon the One who has. As we've been reading Genesis, we see from the first pages of Scripture, we are introduced to sin and dysfunction. But if you need a place to hope, flip to the very end of the book. The very end of the book of Revelation, we hear this cry of hope. "Come, Lord Jesus." I don't know what dysfunction is you might be navigating today. It might be a sin you're struggling with. It might be dynamics in your family. It might be your finances. You might be wondering where God is in the midst of something difficult. But my encouragement is for you to offer that circumstance to the Lord and to cry out that cry of hope. "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day He rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And He shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men. Receive these, our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord. And grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially our Archbishop Foley and our Bishop Mark and the clergy of this parish, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity, especially those on our parish prayer list. We also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in fear, especially Pete Spragans, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of St. Helena and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Amen. And now a prayer for veterans. O Judge of the nations, we remember before you with a grateful heart the men and women of our country who in the day of decision ventured much for the liberties we now enjoy. Grant that we may now not rest until all the people of this land share the benefits of true freedom and gladly accept its disciplines. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Let us humbly confess our sins unto Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and aware of our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end, that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is a true saying, and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the perfect offering for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us greet one another in the Lord's peace.
Indeed, we wish you God's peace and we welcome you. If you are visiting with us, we welcome you to the Parish Church of St. Helena. We would invite you to fill in a yellow visitor card located in the pew rack and bring it over to the visitor tent located on the south side of the church so that we can welcome you, or you can place it in the offering plate. But either way, we'd love to get to know you and tell you more about what God is doing in our church. On this Veterans Day weekend, we want to say a big thank you to our veterans, those who have served or currently serving in the armed forces, and to families who sacrificed so much so that we can be free. We thank you so much on this day, and we have a special prayer. We also have a special hymn at the end of the service to honor our veterans, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your sacrifice. As we come today, Todd mentioned it, and you'll see on our announcement page, on the back page of your bulletin, there are actually some announcements that have the C word in it, Christmas. And so we are moving in that direction, ready or not. But I do want to call your attention that this afternoon at 3:30 is a time to come to the parish for those who are interested in knowing more about membership or taking a next step and getting involved. Our next steps gathering is at 3:30 p.m., located right over in the parish hall. We'd love to have you join us and learn more about what God is doing here at St. Helena's. Also, I want to let you know about an opportunity to serve. If you are not traveling for Thanksgiving, there are opportunities to participate in our annual Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day. There are also, for those of you who are opportunities to donate food in advance for that gathering. But if you're here, we'd love for you to be a part of serving as we seek to be Christ's hands and feet in our community. Finally, just a word about pledge cards. If you have not pledged yet and intending to do so, we invite you to make a pledge in terms of the gifts and offerings that God is calling you to do in 2018. There's pledge cards in the narthex, and we are planning and preparing for a new year of ministry. So we appreciate your response as God leads you. As we come to the Lord's table today, remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto Thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on the first day of the week overcame death and the grave, and by His glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Thy glorious name, evermore praising Thee and saying, that Thou didst create heaven and earth, and didst make us in Thine own image, and of Thy tender mercy didst give Thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon Him, and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. He made there a full and perfect sacrifice for the whole world, and did institute, and in His holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that His precious death and sacrifice, until His coming again. For in the night in which He was betrayed, He took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Likewise, after supper, He took the cup, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is My blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of Me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, we Thy people do celebrate and make with these Thy holy gifts, which we now offer unto Thee, the memorial Thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance His blessed passion and precious death, His mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for His coming again with power and great glory. And we most humbly beseech Thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and with Thy word and Holy Spirit to bless and sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be unto us the body and blood of Thy dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And we earnestly desire Thy fatherly goodness to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, whereby we offer and present unto Thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies. Grant, we beseech Thee, that all who partake of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with Thy grace and heavenly benediction. And also, that we and all Thy whole church may be made one body with Him, that He may dwell in us, and we in Him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto Thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this Thy table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in Thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under Thy table, but Thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith, with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank Thee for that Thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of Thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members and corporate in the mystical body of Thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs to hope of Thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech Thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with Thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as Thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with Thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness, O Lord. And now may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.